On a beautiful day in July 1924, the flags were flying high. The guests, dressed in their finest, were out in full numbers. It was the day of the official opening of the Saint-Hilaire-du-Touvet funicular railway. The rendezvous was at the lower station in Montfort. There, the prefect and local officials settled into the brand new cable car that was about to merrily climb the steepest slope in Europe. The anticipation was high. Yet, it all looked so simple. The page had been turned on the 3 years of colossal work needed to prepare the way for the rails through the rock, transport the material, build the tunnel, the arches and the walls, and install the machinery. A feat of prowess, indeed, in many ways. And 90 years later, in the third millennium, everything still works as well as at the start. Have a look at the machine room. It's virtually the same, carefully maintained and improved by small touches over the decades. Look at the cars. Isn't there still an air of the last century? And for the natural environment. Even though the slope has been reclaimed by trees, the panorama is still there, eternal. But let's get back to the celebration. Everyone congratulated each other on having put the funicular into service. It meant that the inhabitants of Le Petit Roche Plateau would be linked directly to the Grésivaudan Valley for the first time. And from the lower station, they could even hop on a tram that would take them to Grenoble or Chapayrayon. A revolution. Imagine the joy of the postman who, up to then, every day, rain or shine, used to walk up the 700-meter rise of the Pal de Fer path, used for centuries by people and mules. With the funicular railway, a new era opened up for Saint-Hilaire-du-Touvet. Thanks to this unfailing modern facility, the Metallurgical and Mining Association were able to materialize their plan to build a healthcare center for tuberculosis patients, which was the first sanatorium on the Petite Roche Plateau.